Blog Talk Radio.
God bless you and good evening. Welcome to the Full Gospel House of Prayer broadcast. Heard every Tuesday night, 7 p.m. Pacific Time, 9 p.m. Eastern Time. Right here on blogtalkradio.com, Full Gospel House of Prayer. Every Tuesday night. If you would like to send in an email, email us at fghprayer@yahoo.com. That's fghprayer@yahoo.com. It's now time for the Tuesday night Full Gospel House of Prayer broadcast.
Minister Jerome.
Heavenly Father, in the mighty name of Jesus, Lord, we just thank you and we just praise you, Father, in Jesus' mighty name. We thank you for allowing us this time on this line tonight, oh Father. Father, we thank you for this word going forth in the mighty name of Jesus. You said, faith cometh by hearing your word. We thank you for this word coming in and elevating our faith tonight on this line. Father, we ask that you to drive out any kind of distraction, Father, in Jesus' name. And we thank you for your anointing and for the people on this line. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen.
Sister Tamir.
Welcome all to our Full Gospel House of Prayer Tuesday night prayer line. I would like to give you some information on how you can reach out to us. We also have a prayer line on Wednesday evenings, and our Wednesday night number is 916-588-9688, and that begins at 8 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. During our once-a-month in-person Sunday service, you can tune in to the entire church service live on that 916 number. Special prayer requests can always be emailed into our email address, which is fghprayer@yahoo.com, or written into our P.O. Box, which is Full Gospel House of Prayer, P.O. Box 1366, North Highlands, California, 95660. Those prayer requests can also be written into our website, which is fullgospelhouse.org. Our Facebook is FGH Prayer, Sacramento, California, and our Twitter handle is FGH Prayer. Our next in-person service is coming up this Resurrection Sunday. Our in-person Sunday services begin at 12:30 p.m., and mask wearing is appreciated. We will be meeting inside of Christ Unity Baptist Church, 1320 L Street, in the city of Modesto, California, 95354. We enter in the rear. Excuse me. Just a reminder, we're continuing to use Zelle through Bank of America to support the ministry with tithes and offerings. It's very simple. You will log into your Zelle account, and then you will type in Full Gospel House of Prayer. We're linked with our email, which once again is fghprayer@yahoo.com. If you're using the P.O. Box to send in your tithes and offerings, please feel free to continue to do so. It is now time for our testimonies. Please keep your testimonies 1 to 2 minutes or less, and please mute your phone when you're not speaking. God bless.
Do anyone have a testimony tonight?
I have a testimony.
Okay.
Pastor Smith and the Full Gospel Church. My testimony is that the Lord inspired Pastor Smith to pray for me during the shut-in back a month ago. And it was for a financial blessing. And the Lord has done just that. He allowed me to get a better paying job with better hours and more flexibility. And also today, this morning, I opened a letter that I received on yesterday and found out that my student loans had been forgiven. And I'm so thankful and so gracious to him and so gracious and thankful to Pastor Smith for praying for me during that shut-in, during that time.
Praise the Lord. Do anyone else have a testimony tonight? If there isn't any more testimony, we're going to go into the Word of God. Father, I thank you tonight that your Spirit must anoint this Word, because we cannot. It's your anointing, God, that bring life. Father, I thank you tonight that you bring life to this Word for your people, God, who has a need tonight, in the name of Jesus. You have your Bibles. Will you please turn to Genesis, the first chapter, verses 1 through 14, and Psalm 33, 6 through 10. Again, Genesis 1 through 14, Psalm 33, 6 through 10. When you get those two books, could you please say amen?
Amen.
This word tonight is an encouragement for those that lives are in chaos and disorder and lack and sickness and disease and their lives so disorganized and there's so much disagreement against you. You have to receive this by faith because this is the word of God. And this word is allowing us to know how God created. And when God brought things into creation, he brought order. He brought everything into order. He decreed it, and everything came subject to his word. And what's so important now as never before, we need the thoughts of God. And the thoughts of God is his word. But there are so many that does not feed their mind with the thoughts of God, which is his word. And this is what this word is saying tonight. God's word, his thoughts created. His thoughts brought things into the existence. His word, his thoughts. It was achieved by the command of God's mouth from his word. That's the thoughts of God. His thoughts is his word. And it is so important to feed our mind with the thoughts of God, which is his word, every day. Why? Because when you feed on the word of God, it brings nourishment to your mind. It imparts the will of God to your mind. It gives strength to your mind. It nourishes your mind. It revealed to you what God desired to disclose to you, to your mind. And there's so many, they're so busy not doing that in this hour, but it's so crucial because God already did it. It's already done. And you're going to see by the word of God. Genesis 1 and 14, please. 1 through 14.
And it reads, in the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth. And the earth was without form and void, and darkness was upon the face of the deep. And the Spirit of God moved upon the face of the waters. And God said, let there be light, and there was light. And God saw that the light, it was good, and God divided the light from the darkness. And God called the light day, and the darkness he called night. And the evening and the morning were the first day. And God said, let there be a firmament in the midst of the waters, and let it divide the waters from the waters. And God made the firmament and divided the waters which were under the firmament from the waters which were above the firmament, and it was so. And God called the firmament heaven, and the evening and the morning were the second day. And God said, let the waters under the heaven be gathered together unto one place, the dry land appear, and it was so. And God called the dry land earth, and the gathering together of the waters called he sea. And God said, it was good. And God said, let there bring forth grass and the herb yielding seed, and the fruit tree yielding fruit after his kind, whose seed is in itself upon the earth. And it was so. And the earth brought forth grass and herbs yielding seeds after his kind, and the tree yielding fruit, whose seeds was in itself after his kind, and God saw it was good. And the evening and the morning were the third day. And God said, let there be light in the firmament of the heavens to divide the day from the night, and let there be for signs and for seasons and for days and for years.
This is so important tonight. This was the thoughts of God to create. It was not created by a seed, but by the power of God's word. When he said, let there be, That was a command that allowed everything that God said from his mouth, it agreed with his word. The earth came into creation. Everything yielded what God said from his word. Everything supported God's word. Because he said, let it be. His word said, I'm allowing it. Come forth. I'm permitting it. I give authorization. I command. And everything God said, as he read, it was a command from his mouth, not a seed. It was not a planted seed, I'm saying. It was the word of God. He blessed, and everything yielded. Everything became. Everything came into existence. Because it was the thoughts of God. It was the mind of God. And everything came subject to his word, to his mind, to his thoughts. They came into existence, thanks to God. It came into life. It came into reality. The word, the thoughts of God. And this is what this word is encouraging you tonight. You have to feed your mind with the thoughts of God. That means his word. Whether you feel like it, if you're preoccupied, whatever's going on in your life, you must take time. Take time and read the word of God. When you read the word of God, you feed your mind with the thoughts of God. And everything that God said, his thoughts, his word, is already done, saints. He don't have to do it anymore. He's not going to create a new sun, a new moon. He's not going to create these planetary things. It's done already from the beginning to now. It's already done. So I'm encouraging people tonight, because so many people are so in a place of their lives are in disorder, so in discord and so disorganized and such lacking. When that happened to me, when I first got saved, the Holy Spirit, I know it was the leading of the Holy Spirit, because I didn't know anything. The Spirit of God moved over my spirit. He said, open up my word. Now I'm a new saint. And when you are a new saint, the word has to get elevated in your mind. It has to go in a place where God give you wisdom and knowledge. I was just reading, but I obeyed the Lord. I turned off the television. I didn't listen to anything during the day, because at that time God had permitted me to be an at-home wife. And I just studied the word, saying, this is real. I in my own mind thought I was just reading a letter. But it was the Spirit of God that came in as I was obedient to open up the word, to feed my mind on the word, that the Spirit of God, his thoughts began to take over my mind. As I was feeding on the word of God, his word was nourishing my mind. I thought I was just reading. He was imparting his thoughts into my mind. He was disclosing his will to my mind. I did it for a whole year. I just stopped watching television. He told me to do it. You do what you, whatever God leads you to do. But he gave me those instructions for me to do it. And as I said, I thought I was just reading a book, not knowing, because of obedience, feed my mind on the word, the Spirit of God took over. Because I was studying the word, his ideas began to get in my mind. He began to give me knowledge and wisdom and direction concerning my life. And this is what the Holy Spirit will do for you, just through your obedience. I'm not talking about the letter. I'm talking about the Spirit. The book is a letter. But the Spirit make that letter come alive and bring life to your mind. And as you go on in life, because you are studying the Word, you're feeding your mind on the Word, the Holy Spirit, John 14:26 said, will bring all things into your remembrance. At that time when you have need of the thoughts of God to come against things that's coming against you. Because God has already spoken. He said, let it be. Everything has been authorized by God already. Everything has, the favors of God already been released for you. The blessings of God has already been released over you. Everything has been opened up concerning the things he wants you to be supported in. Because he said, let it be. And everything came subject to his command. But if we don't allow our mind to get nourished on the Word, for the Word to feed our mind, for the Word to give us understanding, that the thoughts of God take over our mind, we're in trouble in this hour as never before, thanks to God. Trouble! Because when you, that Word is abiding in you, and you're abiding in that Word. The Spirit of God will anoint you at the time when you're going through, because it's already done. To allow what God has already decreed. We can't decree anything. God decreed it already. When he decreed it, it was established by his Word, by his mouth. Everything a provision for you and I. But there's so many people don't feed the Word of God, which is food, to their mind. And so the enemy comes in against you. He brings disorder. He brings discord. He brings your life where it's disorganized, where it's lacking all kinds of diseases. I remember this was an elderly lady. I didn't understand it. But now, at that time, I didn't understand it. I know now. I didn't understand why she would save milk cartons, the plastic one, just full milk carton, just house full of junk. It just was a junk house. She had a room full of junk. But one time in her life was not like, I remember when she was not as old, when I was a girl, her house was beautiful. It was in order. And I remember when I got saved, when the Lord saved me, and the Lord had me to tell her, you need to be saved. Because at that time, she was an elderly person, but she was still doing worldly things. And I went to this lady. I encouraged her, think on the Lord. He needs to draw you. She never fed on the Word of God. And her life was full of disorder. Her life was so disorganized until she left the earth. She never fed her mind with the thoughts of God's Word daily. And there are so many people, I'm talking about saints of God, that lives are like that, that things are so in disarray, that things are so in disorder, there's so much discord. Because when you feed your mind with the thoughts of God, which is his Word, the Spirit of the anointing from his Word will bring all things into your remembrance. And the Spirit of God will have you to pray the Word of God. And when you pray the Word of God, it frustrates the plans of Satan over your life. Because God has already said, let it be. Everything about you and for you, he said it already by the command out of his mouth. And the earth has to agree with what God said. Let it be. The favors of God is over you. The blessings of God is over you. But you have to allow your mind to get filled with the thoughts of God, his word. And when your mind is established by his word, that's what let it be mean. The Holy Spirit come in, and those things that need to be to come into visibility is because I already created. He steps up, and he supplies it. Psalm 33, 6 through 10, please.
And it reads, by the word of the Lord were the heavens made, and all the host of them by the breath of his mouth. He gathered the waters of the sea together as in heap. He layeth up the depths in the storehouse. Let all the earth fear the Lord. Let all the inhabitants of the world stand in awe of him. For he spake, and it was done. He commanded, and it stood fast. The Lord bringeth the counsel of the heathen to naught. He maketh the devices of the people of none effect.
This is for you tonight. If you can begin to feed your mind with the thoughts of God, his word. He said the Lord created the heaven by his command of his spoken word, and all the season came into one place. He said, worship the Lord, all the earth. When he spoke, the world was created by his command. Everything appeared. The Lord's word, his word will ward off the counsel of the evil one against you, and frustrate everything that the enemy has stood up against you. He said it will bring those plans to nothing. The plans will not be carried out. The plans of anything that's set up against you that's against the word of God, the counsel of the word, will bring it into frustration. And the Holy Spirit, because your mind is fed with the word of God, God will frustrate every purpose that anything desire to come against you, and those things will come to naught, because God, his word, will keep those plans from being carried out. It will be stopped. God will go into a place tonight when you humble yourself. And I know there are things you have to do, but the word is so important, more than anything in this earth. And so many need the word tonight to frustrate. So those things will be blocked tonight. Those things will come under arrest by the word of God tonight. Those things will be disallowed by God tonight. The Spirit of God will go into a place and halt every plan that's standing up against you. This is real things of God, meaning the word prevent things that this system desire to wreck your life, desire to cause you to in a place where you're always in a place of disappointment. Spirit of God will boycott those words tonight and stop them. Why? Because you must, thanks to God, feed your mind with the thoughts of God, his word. And what he do? He'll bring all things into your remembrance. The word of God will come up out of your belly like rivers of living water. You'll begin to pray the word of God, and that word creates, that word prevents, that word frustrates, that word goes against the evil one. That word will bring those plans that Satan have against you into frustration, into confoundment. But you have to stand on the word of God. I've learned that when the enemy attacks, I don't let the Holy Spirit goes into my mind. And he don't allow my mind to get full of the junk that people talk about, sickness and disease and poor and lack and all kinds of things, because the word of God said, let it be. The favors of God will not in the earth for you. The favors of God reveal what you have need of already. the spirit of his word, his mouth, said, let it be for you tonight. Everything he commanded out of his mouth for you. The earth must come in agreement because you in the earth with his word, thanks of God. This is real and to the point. You have to walk in it, live in it, feed on it continuously. Your diet has to be the daily word of God. And then God will go into that place where everything is set up against you. Those things that the enemy has placed against your life. God's word says, if you stand with my thoughts, if you send my word by faith, I'm the one that does the establishment. We can't decree anything. The Lord God has already decreed it. We must stand on what he has already decreed, what he's already established. Because he said, let it be. It's already done. We have to have the mind of God, the thoughts of God. So when things are coming against me, when the enemy is saying this, that, or the other, the process of the mind has been nourished by the word of God. The mind and the thoughts of God dwells within the mind if you feed on the word of God. So you don't fight and debate with no spirit, with no people, with no prognosis. You stand on the word of God. You believe what God said. He said, let it be. He commanded a word over me. His word has been unveiled to me. His word is opened up to me. I just have to have the thoughts of what God said by his word, because it's already established. He's already said, let it be. He created things that was not visible for you and I, saints of God, in the earth. And so this is for night. You and I must daily feed our mind with the thoughts of God's word. It's something how people get business and careers and all kind of things. And the enemy so set them up. They get so caught up on that stuff, those tangible things. They get too busy. They get tired. They fall asleep. They make so many plans on how they going to do his, keep their thing going. If God close your mind down, you won't have the mind to keep anything going, thanks to God. This is real in reality. And there's so many people, after God bless them, they get so caught up in the tangible things and stop feeding on the word of God. They make provision for other things instead of making provision for the Lord thy God. He said, let the earth worship the Lord, because God allow his mouth to bring things visible for you and I into the reality, into the existence. And to the things that we're having, the Lord did it. It was attained by his word, by his mouth. Our lives, our achievement, our existence. And we will not study his word, will not feed on his word. The devil is a liar. Because everything can be stopped at a twinkling of an eye. Everything can come to naught. Everything can come into disorganization. Everything can come into disorder. Just when we neglect to think on the things that we have achieved, we came from the command of God's word. Saints, this is so important. It's more important than anything in the earth. His word brought forth order. And that order is still continuously right now to those that belongs to him. God has allowed everything that you have need of to come into the reality by his word. for his people. The word changes your life, thanks to God. I don't care what you're going through tonight. When you begin to put God's word first, we just read in the book of Psalms, the counsel of his word frustrates the plans and the action. What anyone will come against you, the word of God blocks it, it stops it, it rules out that thing, it caused that thing to be boycotted. God restrained it and nullified by his word. So this is more important than anything in your life. It is his word. But so many people, they got it all twisted. This is more important than anything, because he's already said, let it be. Our thoughts have to line up with what he said, let it be. Our mind have to line up to what he said, let it be. Because it's already done. But our mind had to be nourished by the word of God. The word of God has to be imparted spiritually into our mind. And what it does, it strengthens us. He said, the righteous cry the Lord here and deliver them out of all of their troubles. This is by faith. Hebrews 11 and 1. First one, get it, please read. Hebrews 11 and 1. Faith. I'm talking about faith tonight. Faith is to be sure the things hoped for, to be certain of the things we cannot see, the thoughts of God and his word. Faith, you got to have faith tonight to be sure the things you hope for, to be certain of the things you cannot see. You cannot see it in the natural. It's already done because the thoughts of God, his word, has brought it to pass. You have to be sure that you're in faith. You are sure tonight of the things hoped for. You are certain tonight of the things you cannot see. That's real faith. The thoughts of God, his word, is in your mind. And when it's in your mind, what's going to come out of your mouth? God's word. You're going to pray the word. You're going to believe the word. You won't believe he said, let it be, the word, the command, the mouth of God, his thoughts, his word. And you're going to have faith. You're going to be certain of the things you cannot see because the thoughts of God, his word is in your mouth, and you believe and you're sure and you're certain that the word of God will frustrate, prevent every action that the enemy, that the system of this world has planned against you. The word of God will hinder it. Do anyone have need of prayer tonight? Father, in the name of Jesus, your word has been spoken out of the mouth of God. You said, let it be. Everything that's been ordered, command, have authority, has yielded to God's word. It has been availed through God's word. Everything we have need of, God's word has commanded for the believers. We are blessed. The favors of God is over us. His word must support us. His word has already came forth. And the earth yield to his word. When he said, let it be, it was the word of God that causes things to come into existence, things visible to our eyes. In Jesus' name, I thank you tonight, God, that this is real for someone tonight, God, that the spirit of the word need to bring order in someone's life, need to cause their lives to come in a place where the Spirit of God will stop everything that's disorganized, that the Spirit of God will go in that place and make provision where there's lack, that the Spirit of God will heal bodies, minds, spirits that's sick, God. I thank you tonight, God, that your word is in agreement with the earth for your people in the earth. For you said, let it be. Your word was a command, and the earth agreed with your word. It was unveiled, and the earth did exactly what you command when you said, let it be. Everything came into order. You didn't just have things just thrown around. You brought order, God, with your word. You brought direction and instruction with your word. You brought structure with your word. Your word was decreed out of your mouth and is established in the earth. Your word brings accommodation for us. Your word is settled. Your word made provision. Your word is fix and bring reinforcement. God, tonight, I thank you for your word to go forth in the earth as never before, God, that the thoughts now begin to line up with the word of God, that people are going to begin to feed their mind with the thoughts of God's word daily. They're going to set apart, God. They're going to do, my God, that they need to do and put a priority. They're going to put everything on the back burner and put your word first, God. They're going to stand on your word. They're going to begin to read your word. They're going to have the thoughts of God in their mind. Their mind will be transformed, God. Their mind will be fixed, God. Their mind will get in a place, God, where the enemy desire to bring calamity against them. They're going to stand on the word of God. When everything in their lives is in a disorder, they're going to thank God for bringing order in their lives. When the body and mind and spirit is sick, when there's no provision, the spirit of the word will bring forth a spirit to provide and to make provision through your word, because they are fixed on your word. Their mind and their thoughts is your word, because your thoughts is your word. It's your mind. And God, I'm going to thank you for tonight, for those that are going to come into obedience, who's in a hustle and a bustle, that's running after things, that's seeking after things, that's putting things first. He said, seek first the kingdom of God, his righteousness, and all things shall be added to you. God, your word, we must seek daily. We must feed on the daily in the name of Jesus, so our minds could be strengthened, so our mind will be in sync, in agreement with what you said, what you have already commanded, what you have unveiled by your mouth, and the earth agree with your command. Father, I thank you tonight. We're in perilous time, but your word stands throughout eternity. Your word doesn't change when times are hard. Your word is fixed. Your word is established. And God, I thank you tonight that you said, let it be. It was your word, God, that brought the planets into existence. And it's all in order, God. God's word came and brought things into existence. And it exists to this day because of the word. And God, I thank you tonight because your orders has been set up. It has been prescribed. It must function by your word tonight. And God, I thank you tonight. It is more important than anything in the earth. The world is in chaos. Politicians are in chaos. Our government is in chaos. Homes are in chaos. Body and minds are in chaos. Because their feet know everything but the word of God. God, tonight, we pray a prayer of repentance. You said when we confess our sin, you are just and righteous and to forgive us and to heal us from and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. Father, cleanse our minds and our thoughts, the things we are rushing after, the things we're seeking after that does not benefit us comes from the word of God. When we seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, you said everything shall be added. For the kingdom of God is not meat and drink. Oh, Father, I thank you tonight that the spirit of this word go forth in truth out in the earth and go forth in Jesus' name. Attach yourself to someone, God, that needs to feed, to be nourished in their mind on the word of God. Worldwide, Father. This is a problem worldwide because the world is in chaos. But I thank you tonight for your people, God. We're in the world, but we're not of this world. That the Spirit of God will take over their minds tonight and they begin to feed on your word and not be hindered any longer. that their lives come into order, that their lives will come into structure, that things they have need, that God's word would accommodate them tonight and bring reinforcement. And I thank you tonight by faith in the name of Jesus. If you can believe, you can receive. We must be doers of the word, not hearers only, deceiving ourselves. So many is in deception in this hour because they're doing so much and not feeding on the word of God. It's so important in this hour to feed on the word of God and have the thoughts of God, which is his word, to come against those things, to frustrate the plans of Satan over your life. This is so important. This is life, saints of God. And God desires that we have life and life with the abundancy through his word. Be blessed in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Thank you for listening.
Pastor Beatrice Smith and the Full Gospel House of Prayer family would like to thank you for turning us on tonight. Listen every Tuesday night, 7 p.m. Pacific Time and 9 p.m. Eastern Time, right here on blogtalkradio.com. Full Gospel House of Prayer. Send in your prayer requests at fghprayer@yahoo.com or give them a call, area code 515-602-9797. That's every Tuesday night, 7 p.m. Pacific Time, 9 p.m. Eastern, the Full Gospel House of Prayer, right here on blogtalkradio.com. Thank you for listening.